I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Student activists from Parkland, Florida have toured the country speaking out about gun violence after a shooter killed 17 at their school in February. Their cause has inspired students all over the country, including in the Springfield area.
Are we going to like lay down? Are we going to chant? Are we going to...
It's the way... About 20 teenagers from a variety of schools are gathered at a table in the community room of a grocery store. They're discussing plans for a walkout and rally. Claire Farnsworth, an 18-year-old senior from Chatham, leads the proceedings.
Some of the main things that we discuss are music or entertainment, speakers, who is doing it, and what are they going to say.
Farnsworth got her introduction to activism after starting a petition about her school's dress code last year. She found its limit on attire for females sexist. She went on to form a feminist club, and now she's also focused on addressing gun violence.
Going anywhere, honestly, is a scary thing right now. Like, for as long as I can remember, especially in high school, people have made school shooter jokes, which is kind of inappropriate, but that's just, like, the culture in which we live. The fact that, like, you can joke about that because that's so, like, normal, I guess, is appalling, and it's just how we live. It's just our culture.
Farnsworth says she wants to get kids from all local schools at the table because, while their realities are similar...
There's a lot of differences, not only culturally, but, like, demographically, and we want to make sure that everyone's voices are being heard. If not everyone's involved, there's no point in it.
Across the nation, a student walkout is planned for the 14th, with rallies and marches to happen on March 24th. Rebecca Glenberg is a lawyer with the ACLU of Illinois. She says schools should take advantage of letting students participate in civic engagement.
Protection of minority viewpoints and listening to other viewpoints with respect and an open mind are really important skills for a school to teach its students.
In a statement, Springfield's District 186 says it respects students' rights to organize and there will not be penalties for those who demonstrate in a manner that is agreed upon with school administration. The students at this meeting represent those who believe gun violence can be stemmed by adding regulations, but they're aware they don't represent all kids.
Do you guys hear the other side of the conversation happening at schools? People who are like very...
Especially at Chatham.
Yeah, definitely.
Aria Bender goes to Springfield High, where numerous bomb threats have been made in the past year or so. Bender says she wants to see more conversation and action around bullying, because maybe that would mean fewer young people would ever lash out in violent ways in the first place. And she wants adults to take her and her peers seriously.
I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I don't want people to think that, oh, they're just doing this walkout as in order to, like, get out of class or get out of doing things. I want people to see that we're actually doing it because we have a purpose, but I don't want adults to use it as a way to punish us.
Having spent their formative years in a post-Columbine world, mass shootings and gun violence are something these students have not been able to ignore. And many see the adults around them not getting the changes they want to see made. Glenwood High School student Samaya Hamid says her peers know their power and where it lies. She says her speech at the upcoming rally will be
focusing on the concept of voting, just to get out there and vote for people who support gun control, people we can trust, people that won't take money from the NRA.
Do you hear students talking a lot about government outside of like a civics class and voting?
All the time, because there's so many kids our age passionate, because going to school shouldn't be a scary thing.
Kelly Hurst is supporting these teens' efforts. She spent over 20 years teaching and administrating for District 186 and later a private school. She says students' rights are already protected when it comes to speaking out.
Look at Supreme Court cases. Tinker versus Des Moines has already decided that students are allowed to voice their opinions in schools. I think that's especially important because right now in gun culture, what we like to talk about more than anything is the Second Amendment. But how about we go back to that first one and our ability to say, I want to be safe in schools and I want to be able to keep children safe in schools.
That Tinker versus Des Moines case happened back during the Vietnam War, when some kids decided to wear black armbands to protest it and were suspended as a result. Ultimately, the courts ruled in their favor, saying students retain their rights to freedom of speech. John Tinker was one of those students, and he visited Springfield for a lecture a few years ago. He says he wants the legacy of that court case to live on, and he thinks it should
establish that freedom of speech is crucial to a democratic society.
I'm Rachel Otwell.